Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Jai Gauranga, Jai Gauranga, Jai Gauranga, Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana, Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana, 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 Gaura Hariya, Sachinandana, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hariya, Gaura Hari, Gaura, Gaura Hari, 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 Patita Pavana, Gaura Hari, Patita Pavana, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, Nitai Nanda Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Nanda Bol, Nitai Nanda Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Nanda Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Jai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Jai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Jai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Sai Gaura Hari Bol. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Jaya 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 Gaura Hare, Jaya Gaura Hare, Jaya Gaura Hare, Jaya Gaura Hare. विष्णु पार परम परमहंस प्रभुपाद की जाय जय ओम विष्णु पार परमहंस प्रभुपाद अष्टत्र सरस्वती श्रीमद्भागवत श्री रामेश्वर महाराज की जाय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जाय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमो ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमद्भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवं गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादे पश्यतिदेष्टारिणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद जय दैत्य गदाधर श्रीवासरी गौर भक्त वृंदा ईश्वर परम कृष्ण सच्चिदानंद विग्रह अनादिरादिर गोविंद सर्व कारण कारणम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायण नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अवद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्टिकी. Continuing Srimad Bhagavatam, the canto chapter 19, the island of Jambudvipa. Text number 22. Kim duskarair duskarair na pratubhesh pratubhesh tapo vratair dana dibhir ba dujayena dujayena phalguna phalguna na yatra narayana पादपंकजा स्मृतिः परमुस्तातिशयेन्द्रियात्तस्वात् स्मृति लाइक दिस परमुस्ता परमुस्ता Atishaya, Atishaya, Indriya Utsavat, Indriya Utsavat, Kim Duskarair Rakaruta Bhishta Pobratai, Kim duskarair na krutubhis tapo bratair Dana dibhir badu jayena phalguna Dana dibhir badu jayena phalguna Nayatra narayana pada pankaja Nayatra Narayana Pada Pankaja Smritihi Pramustati Sayendriyayat Sabhat Smritihi Smriti Pramustati Sayendriyot Sabhat Kim duskarair na krutubhis tapo bratair Dana dibhir badu jayena phalguna Nayatra narayana pada pankaja स्मृतिः प्रमुष्टाति सयेन्द्रियोत्सवात् किं दुष्करैर्न क्रतुभिस्तपोव्रतैर् दानादिभिर्वादुजयेन फल्गुना नयत्र नारायणपादपङ्कजा Smriti Pramustati Sayendriyot Sabat
what meanings?
Kim, what is the value? Duskarair. Very difficult to perform. Na. Kratubhi. With performances of sacrifice. Tapaha. With austerities. Bratai. Vows. Dana adibhi. With executing charitable activities and so on. Va or dujayena, with achieving the heavenly kingdom. Phalguna, which is insignificant. Na, no. Yatra, where. Narayana pada pankaja, of the lotus feet of Lord Narayan. Smritihi, the remembrance. Pramusta, lost. Atisaya, excessive. Indriya utsava, due to material sense gratification. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. The demigods continue, after performing the very difficult task of executing Vedic ritualistic sacrifices, undergoing austerities, observing vows and giving charity, we have achieved this position as inhabitants of the heavenly planets. But what is the value of this achievement? Here we are certainly very engaged in material sense gratification. And therefore, we can hardly remember the lotus feet of Lord Narayan. Indeed, because of our excessive sense gratification, we have almost forgotten His lotus feet. Report. The land of Bharatvarsha is so exalted that by taking birth there, one can not only attain the heavenly planets, but also go directly back home, back to Godhead. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 9:25, Yanti deva vratta devan, pitrin yanti pitri vrataha, bhutani yani bhuteja, yanti mat yajino pimam. Translation: those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. Those who worship ancestors go to the ancestors, and those who worship me will live with me. People in the land of Bharatvarsha generally follow the Vedic principles and consequently perform great sacrifices by which they can be elevated to the heavenly planets. However, what is the use of such great attainments? As stated in Bhagavad Gita 9:21, Kshine Puine Martya Lokam Visanti. After the results of one's sacrifices, charity and other pious activities expire, one must return to the lower planetary systems and again feel the pangs of birth and death. However, one who becomes Krishna conscious can go back to Krishna. Yantimat yajino pimam. Therefore, the demigods even regret having been elevated to the higher planetary systems. The denizens of the heavenly planets regret that they could not take full advantage of being born in the land of Bharatvarsha. Instead, they became captivated by a higher standard of sense gratification. And therefore, they forgot the lotus feet of Lord Narayan at the time of death. The conclusion is that one who has taken birth in the land of Bharatvarsha must follow the instructions given personally by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yat gatvana nivrtante tad dhama paramam mama. One should try to return home, back to Godhead, to the Vaikuntha planets, or to the topmost Vaikuntha planet, Golok Vrindavan, to live eternally in full blissful knowledge in the company of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the underlying principle of this sloka is that by the good karma of the individual living being, especially the human being, by the pious activities that one has done in many lives, previous lives, one has been given the facility to associate with the Holy Land, with the holy people. All these facilities are provided actually by the karma of the individual, by the good karma, the good activities that the individual being is doing. But then when you are given such a facility, if you don't develop, if one doesn't develop full Krishna consciousness, then it is actually is a great entanglement, given a good birth and nice education or nice environmental situation. Actually, it's not ordinarily attained, but only by the good karma of the individual. But only by the good karma of the individual living being. So now here the description is that the demigods actually are lamenting. Although they are born in the land of, in this, they are allowed to stay in the land of Bharat Bhumi, Bharat Varsha, where one is supposed to develop the highest quality of Krishna consciousness. But then when one is attracted by, to the sense gratification, the demands to fulfill the demands of the material senses, then one becomes more entangled. So that birth or being born in the land of Bharat Bhumi become a wasteless. Just like Narottam Das Thakur sings in his song that this human form of life is very readily obtained. So in this human form of life, unless one develops an attachment for the lotus feet of Lord Govinda or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then it is simply waste of time. Or you said it is simply drinking poison, knowingly. So just what to speak about these demigods, they know that being born in the land of Bharat Bhumi is not something very ordinary. But then they become more attracted to sense gratification. So it is a simply, such a process is called simply drinking poison knowingly. If you drink poison unknowingly, there is something which is different. But then if you drink it knowingly, it is called suicide. And this is like spiritual suicide. So Narottam Das said that manusya janama paya rarha krishna na bhojiya jara janiya sunya visakhaina. This manusya janama paya means when you get this human form of life, then Radha Krishna na bhojiya, if you do not worship Sisi Radha and Krishna, or if you do not develop this attachment for serving the lotus feet of Sisi Radha and Krishna, then it says janiya sunya visakhaina. You are simply drinking poison knowingly. Simply drinking poison. Then it says, next line says, Golokero Premadhana Harinam Sankritana. So now, the way to develop Krishna consciousness, or the way to develop this the attachment for the Lord, is that, especially in this age of Kali, in this age of iron civilization, the potency or that the treasure wealth of love, Premadhana, means Golokero Premadhana, means the treasure wealth of love from Golok Vrindavan, Golokero Premadhana, Prema means this love, this great attachment, love, Prem. Premadhana, dhana means wealth, that the treasure wealth of love of Golokadham now has come in the form of this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Harinama Sankirtana. So simply by, at least in this age, by being attached in chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one can actually develop this pure, the ultimate understanding how to attain that perfection in life. So the principal point or the main point is that when one is given, let's say, a wonderful birth, unless one develops a great attachment to serve the Lord, then it will be simply drinking poison, knowingly. So somehow or other, we should try to develop this the essence of Krishna consciousness, and that way we can perfect our life, at least in this present life. When one develops such a great attachment, definitely one can attain that perfection. So in a way, it is also we have to understand that to be born in a very, let's say, higher, very comfortable situation, in a very nice situation, sometimes also it is a disadvantage to develop Krishna consciousness. Just like these demigods, these are born in a very higher stage of living. Like this, everything is arranged so nicely that what happens is that the material arrangement is so opulent, so nicely arranged, then it is hard to give it up so easily. When you are put in a very nice situation, in a very nice, comfortable situation, then it is sometimes hard to give it up, because the sense gratification is so powerful, so strong. So the demigods, they are placed in such a comfortable situation, in a nice physical situation, nice opulence, and then the Lord has given them powers to do so many other activities to manage the whole material affairs. But then when they are put in that situation, then there is a tendency to become very puffed up, very arrogant, and very trying to enjoy every bit of their opulence. So that way, it becomes a disadvantage to Krishna consciousness, to develop Krishna consciousness. So also in the Gita, it is said that those who are born in a very opulent situation, it is actually a disadvantage. Similarly, those who are born below the human platform, those living entities like animals, plants, birds, so many other living entities, they are not equipped to understand Krishna consciousness because their intelligence is not developed very properly. Their consciousness has not developed to the point of being engaged in Krishna consciousness. So that is also another disadvantage. So being born as a demigod or being born in a very high, comfortable situation, that is another disadvantage. And also being born below the level of human consciousness, that is also another disadvantage to become Krishna conscious. So the only platform that one can become Krishna conscious is only this human platform. Only from this human platform. That is why I even say the platform of human beings even is envied even by the demigods. They want to be born as human beings. They don't want, many times they lament because we are given such a wonderful birth and a wonderful position, but because about this position we are more attracted to sense gratification. So although we know that ultimate goal of life is Krishna, to become Krishna conscious, but somehow because we are put in such a nice situation, we cannot develop Krishna consciousness so easily. So this is a lamentation. So in other words, this human platform is a perfect position where one can develop Krishna consciousness to the highest degree. So they said even Lord Brahma, he wants to be born as a human being, because when he is given such a wonderful situation, then he is more attracted to sense gratification. So that is why this human form of life is so important, is so precious. So that is why in every pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, so the instruction is that somehow or other we must try to develop this full Krishna consciousness in this very lifetime. So that means we should not waste. The moment you come to your senses, the moment you become convinced about the ultimate goal of life, that means then one must stick to it, and one must go ahead and with full determination and with full strength. That way one can develop this Krishna consciousness to the highest degree in this very lifetime. So that is actually the the instruction that we get in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. So now, here Prabhupada is explaining that even being born in India or in Bharatvarsha, the themes are going, describing about the glories of the land of Bharat Bhumi, but even when one is born in, that's in Bharatvarsha, unless one develops Krishna consciousness, then it is simply wastage of time. It is simply very unfortunate. So nowadays what happens like in India, you know, we find that everybody is losing this spiritual vision. Only people are attracted in television, color television, and cars, motor cars, and all types of modern attractions. So even boys, children in the schools and the colleges, they're having this disco dance like that. They think that that's nice. And I was amazed to see on program in Manipur, that's near my school. And I didn't see the program, but I saw the invitation card they have. And they have an item called disco dance. So I was shocked just to see that these are very recent developments, not too long ago. But, you know, the children are taught like that. This is in Christian missionary school. So they think that, you know, to have a nice television or something like to imitate, you know, what happens in the West is a nice thing. That's what is happening in India. And everywhere we go, now it's so much degradation of life. Nobody has any attachment for developing spiritual knowledge. So it is completely, controlled by Maya, and that is a illusory energy of the Lord. So it becomes a very, very disappointing to see all these symptoms. So of course, not by Prabhupada's mercy, now things are at least a small percentage of the population there beginning to realize what they should do. So by Prabhupada's mercy, now things are coming, you know, like in good shape. And nowadays, and many people are, even the students, are beginning to see the importance of Krishna consciousness movement. So like in the West, like in the United States, somehow by actually to be born in the States also, like is not ordinary thing. Because here, somehow by Krishna's arrangement, you know, like physical living conditions is very nice. If one is a little intelligent or one is a little sincere, then I say, at least to make this physical body comfortable living, is not so much there should not be so much anxiety as like in India. In India, you see so many places where people are suffering greatly, at least externally, from the external point of view. There are places where they really suffer. People are suffering so much. But now here, although so in some corners, like in the States, there might be people who are suffering like that, but if they become a little sincere and intelligent, then at least comfortable living of this physical body, if one is a little intelligent, one should not be, great effort. So, to be born like in the land like this, is also actually given by good karma. You know, by the good karma of the individuals in the past lives, then you have been given such a wonderful birth and a wonderful body, and it is a nice environment. So then, if one becomes Krishna conscious, one develops Krishna consciousness, then one can fulfill the ultimate perfection in life. But then, you know, if this type of birth makes you more attracted to Krishna, to satisfy just the demands of the senses, or to just enjoy the material sense gratification, then it will be like a same thing, drinking poison knowingly. So now here we have everything, you know, like the ultimate, you know, ultimate perfection in like a material civilization. Whatever things that we have, want to get this, but it looks like a desire. If you just wish something and then you just get it immediately. If I want to get the apple juice, then I get it in 5 minutes. And similarly, like in India, although it's like that, but we can't get like that. If we want something in India, even like making a telephone call is a great struggle. But now here, you know, you just touch it and, you know, now you have so many nice things here. But all these nice things make you more attracted to this, satisfy the demands of the senses, then it will be just like Narottam Das principle, that simply drinking poison. So then if you become Krishna conscious, then you use all these nice facilities, all these nice arrangements for Krishna consciousness, then it becomes a perfection in life. That way we can understand the ultimate happiness in this very lifetime, and then go to back to God heaven. But that is that should be the proper standard of understanding, how to engage ourselves and how we become more sincere and more determined in pushing on this Krishna consciousness movement given by Rupa's mercy. So just like we discussed a little bit yesterday, that Prabhupada's strong desire was to somehow to synthesize these two principles, that the Western material opulence and also like the Eastern, there's a spiritual vision, and somehow if this can be synthesized nicely together, and that then if that package is given to everyone, then definitely anybody who is intelligent will see the essence of it. So it is we cannot go one without the other. You see, in Krishna consciousness movement also, it is a fact that somehow we have to do things together in a very homogeneous, in a very synthetic, in a very unified, in a very together fashion, so that one cannot go without the other, because we live in this age of all iron civilization, this Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, things have to be done in such a way that in order to capture these inhabitants or all the living entities in this age of Kali, we have to somehow devise ways and means how to make Krishna consciousness movement be acceptable to everyone all over the world. And that principle or that formula or that considered package or that medicine is synthetic approach, the Western opulence and the Eastern wisdom. It means the wisdom means the spiritual vision and the material opulence that we have. So if we use, of course, if we adopt all this material opulence in Krishna's service, then it becomes also spiritual. So that was actually Prabhupada's approach. So that is why all of us should have this vision in ourselves, all of us individually, also collectively. So that means, there has to be strong effort how to somehow present this Krishna consciousness in this unified way, called the synthetic way. That way the whole world will admire, that way the whole world will appreciate the great mission of Krishna consciousness. So for example, sometimes in a certain section of people, they're also attracted Indians coming to the West and talking to people. And so similarly, when our Western God brothers and God sisters go to India or to the East, and also it's very much appreciated. It's extremely appreciated. You may not know it, but this is our experience, that the moment when you go there and when you do programs, even chanting bhajans or doing book distribution or taking austerity, staying in India is a great austerity. Just I have a devotee in Hyderabad, his name is Anand Moya, and he's from France. And he joined in India about 10, 11 years ago. Since he joined in India, he never went back. And he joined in Hyderabad, and he has been in Hyderabad. And he's whenever everybody knows him in Andhra Pradesh, and people take him as a saint, because he's also very humble, the way he walks, without any chapel, without any shoes. And then whenever he goes, people admire him so much, that if Anandamoy is coming, then people make special arrangements for him to receive him in the house, in the light member's house. And so that way, when I went there in Hyderabad about 2 years ago, people admire so much about Anandamoy. And I was just wondering, how that happened. Because the way, he deals with people, with Indians, he himself coming from France, and somehow he learned, the technique there in India in the last 10 years or so. And so whatever, you know, he says, everybody accepts. Then light members go, and you're going to have a big festival, and you're going to do this much, and you're going to come and do this, do that. So whatever he says, everybody follows. So like that, and they become very much inspired, I mean, very much admired by all over. Similarly, like in Bombay, you know, there are, you know, great devotees, like Giriraj Swami. He has been there since the beginning of Bombay, so practically everybody knows him. Or just the Giriraj Maharaj is coming, or everybody takes him as a, you know, as a saint, and so admired everywhere. Similarly, like in this, like Jayapataka Maharaj, you know, those great personalities. And because what happens is that since they have sacrificed so much, and so seeing that, at least people can appreciate it. It's a great sacrifice. Even they themselves cannot do it, these Indians, you know, they just say, well, we know these things, Gita, this, but they can practice. So when they see that the real, you know, the devotees, like our Western God brothers and God sisters, when they come and attack us a great austerity, then they become very much, you know, appreciative. They admire greatly. Like, for example, like staying in Calcutta. It's not very ordinary thing, like staying in Calcutta in the summertime. You know, I think some of you might have experienced. It is like sometimes living in an oven, you know. The moment you get out of the building, and then you get all wet, this humidity, this perspiration. And, you know, and I saw our devotees, especially our Western devotees, you know, become very thin, and just to see them, you know, just to taking great austerity, is a, you know, you cannot but admire, you know, that's a great austerity, because in the West they used to, you know, live nicely in a very comfortable situation, and enjoy all these, you know, nice facilities. But then the moment they come to India, then somehow you have to, all of a sudden, you know, take up. A movement went there when there was some type of misunderstanding. But now they know the purity and they begin to appreciate greatly. So much so that, they are, so anybody, like, whenever you go this time, it won't be the same. People will respond very nicely, and very greatly. So so these things are required. Similarly, like here in the West, like some of the things that we are observing is that whenever we come to the West, it's sometimes hard to, even although the movement has been for about more than 10 years, and it's still like going even like our regular dress, sometimes, you know, you find that it's not, there's not so much appreciation by the general public. So I think as the time passes, and if we develop, you know, good Krishna conscious attitude and culture, then someday, and we should be able to go very freely, you know, with the danda in the airport, and the shaved head, and the nice, in our Krishna conscious outfit. Sometimes you have to keep some hair because there are certain other activities. If you go to the university or talk to some scholars or some people, then somehow, you know, they still don't understand us. Still don't understand us. So I think it is important for all of us individually as collectively, that we should try to develop the highest quality of this human culture, and then try to impress people that yes, these are the most noble, you know, type of people that they can see in this planet. So that whatever we do should be exemplary. Whatever we do should be an example to everyone, and so that they will be willing to follow us, take it up very seriously. So that is our hope, that someday, you know, by presenting Krishna consciousness, by becoming more sincere, by becoming more attached to Krishna consciousness, someday we will be able to change the consciousness of the whole population all over the world, not only in the West, but all over the world, so that they can appreciate the highest scientific and the philosophical foundation of Krishna consciousness.
So that actually depends on all of us. It's not that, you know, one guru is responsible to create all the nation. It's not like that, but all of us, like everyone, it's one of us is important. It's one of us, and although we have given certain positions, this and that, but as a duty in Krishna consciousness movement, it's one of us has to play its own role. How to make everyone Krishna conscious, and also be able to present this Krishna consciousness in the world in such a way that everyone can appreciate, everyone can admire, you know, the highest quality of this Krishna conscious culture. So when I was coming from New York to Detroit, actually there was I met one man. He was coming from China, in Shanghai University. This is the first time that I met a real Chinese scholar from Shanghai University. He was the head of the biophysics department, Shanghai University. He actually came for a conference. It just so happened that